Hi, this is Brad Easterling, IPM engineer in Glasscock, Reagan, Upton counties. Give you a little update of what's going on over here. Main things, it's still a little bit warm, a little bit dry, but we do have the planters rolling hot and heavy out here right now. For the most part, ground's still a little bit dry, but we got a lot of irrigated cotton going in the ground. We've got quite a few fields that are now up. We're in cotyledon stage. We've got some 3-4 leaf cotton out here, but pretty much everybody in the area is rolling, kind of getting hot and heavy in the thick of things. You know, we've got a few folks that are getting to the point to where they're starting to do a little bit of dry planting on some of this dry land. We were holding off on a lot of it over this past weekend, really hoping that we'd get a shower, and all of it just kind of passed us by. So a lot of folks are kind of sitting here and waiting and maybe hoping we get a shower over the next week, but there's a few of them that have kind of got to the point where maybe we're going to start sticking a little bit of dry land seed in the ground and hoping that we get a shower on top of it. Got a few irrigated acres out there that just not getting the water to come up, or, you know, we're kind of short on water in a lot of these areas and still waiting on a rain on some of it. So we're going to start maybe not dry planting those, but just planting some irrigated acres in some ground that really don't have the moisture in it. But like I said, we're rolling pretty good on our cotton acres. Corn, sorghum, you know, it's holding on. There's several fields out there that starting to kind of go down a little bit. You can definitely see where the water's at on those. You got a lot of those areas that they're good and green, but you can see where the water hasn't come back around yet, and they're starting to turn a little bit blue. Some of those leaves are starting to curl just a little bit. The dryland sorghum, you know, it's starting to turn a little bit blue out there, so definitely need a rain on it, but it's making some progress. Wheat harvest is in full on harvest mode right now. You know, talking to some folks out here, all of our yields are fairly above average, so we're moving along pretty good. Haley, what are things kind of looking like over in your direction?
Hi, guys. I'm Haley Kennedy, the IPM agent for Tom Green in Reynolds County. While we were fortunate enough to receive some rains from about 521, which is last Thursday, throughout the week, long weekend into Sunday, and so we had some areas that received more rainfall than the others, you know, accumulation of 2 inches, while some, you know, are less than that. But one of our biggest issues that came with the rain was our hail damage. We had a large hailstorm pass through Tom Green County near Very Best Vancourt area, and it damaged our sorghum and corn. While there are fields that are most likely a total loss, there are some fields that will grow out of that hail damage. We need to give it about a week from the hail event to truly assess the damage, and so that's about the next few days. Regarding the damage, there's some defoliation along with the bruised stalks and stand loss. Depending on how severe the damage is to the stalk, the crop may be able to continue to grow, as it usually can handle some shallow bruising. But however, the growing part needs to be healthy, and that's kind of our big driving. It needs to be healthy. Regarding corn, you know, losing that leaf area at 12 leaf stage isn't detrimental, but if the stem is, tissue is very damaged, then that is a problem. Also, you know, if we see our tassels drying down or damage to it, it's not going to be able to pollinate in the future or handle that pollen load. And so that's kind of with those rains became another. Also, we do have some replants of cotton that are going to happen because it was rained in a little bit too deep to come up. And that's kind of when it came to the rain. However, you know, we've got the moisture now that we're not going to be dry planting quite as much. Irrigated cotton is continuously getting planted as fields dry out and allow it. And I even have some guys in Reynolds County that are going to start this week in the no-till situations. And so we're been rocking and rolling on that. I have had a few calls in the past week or so over pill bugs, aka roly-polies, and emerged cotton. However, these instances were only in no-till or strip-till situations with no seed treatment, insecticidal seed treatment whatsoever. And so that's kind of why they were able to eat alive cotton plants. And so they were treated with a broad spectrum insecticide. But other than that, you know, we did get some rain. It is looking a little bit more promising to plant into, but there are some parts of the counties, parts of Reynolds County, that did not receive as much of the rain as that Vancourt very best area in Tom Green County. And so that's really all I have in the Concho Valley.
That sounds good, Haley. I think that's about all we've got going on over here in St. Lawrence and Concho Valley right now.
This has been a production of the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service Entomology Department here on the High Plains of Texas.